Good evening, good evening. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Tonight's topic, I think it's a little heavy, but I think it's necessary, and it is a call to action when it comes to our young women and the ways in which or the images that we're putting out there or the expectations that we are putting around our young women and the impacts those expectations are having on them. I want to address that tonight. And so I promise I'm not going to be with you guys long. And I am going to go ahead and get started. So as many of you know, and anyone who is new watching, you know that I have been in education for 19 years. I have been in community work, though, for even longer than that. And one thing that I have noticed over the years, even just growing up myself, are how we put women against each other. And it starts from a very young age. I remember when I was growing up, it wasn't so much about being skinny or big, but it was about being light skin versus dark skin, right? You had, you know, if you light skin, you the one I want. And then you had those boys who were like, nope, if you're dark skin, you're the one I want. We had this whole narrative, which I believe is still true. Dark skin men should be with lighter women. And lighter men should be with darker women, right? And so these are things that have been going on from generation to generation. And now we have reached a place where you hear more conversation, not so much around light skin versus dark skin when it comes to young women and women in general. Now it's whether she's thick or whether she's skinny, right? And so because we put these certain images, which are typically small waist, you know, nice size breasts, small waist, and a big booty on social media, in videos, in movies, because it is something promoted. Even when you start looking at some of the cheer teams, dance teams, how the young women are shaped, we are now putting, or there has now been an emphasis put on, well, you need to have a certain body type in order to be the girl that the guys are going after. And women, this, you know, men, it's a call to action to you, but it's also a call to action for women, because we, as women, can control some of the narratives that are out there. And I'm going to tell you why this topic is so important to me. I am a shapely woman, and so in this generational time, over the course of the last really 10-15 years, I haven't had the issues because I am a shapely woman in terms of what society deems as, you know, oh, body, right? But when you begin to see young women, and I am a middle school principal, and so when I begin to see young girls starting from the age of 10 and moving on up who hate their bodies, and I mean they literally hate their bodies to the point they want to cause harm to themselves, which in turn could be the harm that ends things for them, right? They hate their bodies just that much because they don't fit what society, what we have put out there as the look that you need to have in order to be accepted or wanted. And it is saddening, it is very saddening to me when you have young girls who are the ages of 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, wanting to make a huge decision on their life based on the boys or the men who comment on certain body types or who have said, oh, you're not my type. You don't have what it is that I'm looking for. You need to get some meat on your bones. Or if you got too much meat, oh, you need to lose some weight. You need to do something about that. And we're not realizing the psychological, the emotional, the mental impact that things or those words have on our children, even in this woke stage that we are in, even in the world where we're promoting going to get therapy and self-love and all of these things, but yet we're still putting images out there of women who are getting surgery, and it's evident that they've had surgery on their nose, their breasts, their butts, to the point that some of them look absolutely ridiculous because the, what they say, the butt, the thigh ratio is not matching. And so we are putting those images, even though we claim we in this woke phase. And being in a woke phase, you know, should not just apply to when it comes to political or racial things. It should be, what are we trying to do to empower our youth who will one day walk in this big old world and who are going to face so many different issues? And it's sad when one of the biggest issues in their world that they're facing is about body image. And to see, and I'm telling you, as a person who is on the front lines with scholars, with young children, they are willing to end their lives behind what we put out there as, well, you gotta look like this in order for, you know, me to date you, for me to want you. Hearing things that fathers have said to their daughters about what they should look like. And we are in this stage, and we've been in it for a long time, where we over-sexualize young girls and women to fit the image and whatever unresolved issues are floating within. And then we create young girls who want to, you know, they want to emulate what they see. Now, I am always a person, regardless of what platform I'm speaking on, I always acknowledge that anytime a word comes, that I have to be a first partaker of it. I am a mother of a young girl. I'm also a mother of a son. For my son, he experienced a mother who was in the gym 5 to 6 days out the week, who was a complete health nut because health and body mattered to me. Okay. My daughter came in a phase where mother had dealt with some depression, had went through and completely healed and delivered from a cancer battle. And so different weights were beginning to come on because I had her and I lost all the weight once I had her that I put on and then some. And then depression, postpartum depression hit. And then all this during COVID. And then to have that diagnosis and the different medications and stuff that counteract every single thing in your body. And before I know it, I done blew up over 100 pounds bigger than what I was, right? And so the phase that she got to see is totally different from the phase my son got to see. And my son would consistently make comments. You know, he would never be like, "Ooh, mama, you've gained a lot of weight." He's a gentleman. So it was never that, but it was always, "Ooh, I remember when we used to work out all the time. I remember when you wouldn't even let fast food come near us," right? And I can get the hints. My daughter sees things or saw things like lashes. So I'm not a makeup girly, never have been. I'm very much so what you see is what you get, okay? But I am a girl who wears weave, wigs. I reached a stage for like over the last 4 years where I was wearing lashes and faithfully getting my eyelashes done, faithfully getting my nails and my feet done, and of course eyebrows arched, right? And so that's what my daughter saw. And so my daughter, as she got older, began to ask like little questions like, or say, "Mommy, I want to get my nails done. Mommy, I want to get my feet done." And then it became, "Well, I want mine to look like yours. If I were getting my hair done before her, well, Mommy, I want my hair to be long like yours." Now, I have very long, thick, beautiful hair. I do. I am not a woman who has the time to truly manage it the way that it should. And so I said, if that time comes, then my stylist, Shanice, can do her thing. But right now, I'm not. I'm too busy. I'm all over the place. But what really woke me up is when my daughter began to say, "Well, Mommy, I want my lashes to look like yours. I want my lashes to be long like yours." "Well, you have beautiful lashes, baby." "Yeah, but they're not as long as yours." Okay. Then it became when we would take her hair down from whatever hairstyle and she would just have her natural hair, whatever. I don't like this. Why does my hair look like this? And I'm like, girl, your hair is beautiful and it's thick. But she could not see that because everything I have done has been about consistently getting her hair done. And sometimes, a lot of times, putting extra extensions and hair in there. Now, my thought process is we're very busy. I need this to last a little bit longer, right? But for her, she's seeing it as a beauty standard. Mommy, your lashes, a beauty standard. Mommy, your nails and your feet, a beauty standard. Now, she always wants to wear dresses. Well, I hit the dress phase because I wasn't able to fit in my jeans and stuff and pants anymore. And so I'm constantly wearing dresses, but that's not what she sees. What she sees is dresses identify you in the whole girly stage, and so that's what I want. I say this to say that children are going to look at, they mimic what they see. You can tell them all day long you're beautiful. You can tell them all day long that, you know, you don't need to dress like this and you don't need to do this and you don't need any lashes and you don't need, but they mimic what they see. And so what I'm saying to her and what I'm showing her are two different things. And that is what we are doing as a society. We are saying self-love, body positivity, but we are showing a different thing. And so when I hear children who haven't even fully developed already talking about causing harm to themselves because they are not looking like what society, what their families, parents are saying or even putting out there in front of them, we got a problem. We have a problem. We have many problems in this nation and world. And I'm adding one is we have to figure out and think about what is it that we want for the generations coming after us. Because with each generation, it's supposed to get better and better and better. And so we hit a self-love, you know, and you know, I'm going to rock who me and all that. But then all you end up doing was just get bigger women who put themselves out there naked to say, look at my body. I'm bigger and I'm still the bomb at banging. But you're still that, like, great. Love that. And now we're sexualizing, over sexualizing it again. What happened to the days of covered and cute? What happened to those days? And we all hit a phase. I am part of that crew. We all hit a phase where, you know, yes, honey, yeah, look at me, this and this. But it not realizing what it's putting out there, not realizing what it's projecting, not realizing the impacts that it has, especially as someone who's considered a role model, whether I ask to be or not. And so, women, I am talking to you tonight, in the final episode of season 3, on us beginning more conscious about what we are showing and what we are saying and how and what we're teaching our young girls about themselves. How do we begin to promote true self-love? Because you could talk it all day long, but it's evident when you really love yourself. Because when you really, people who really love themselves don't have to talk about how much they love themselves. It shows. Just like people who spend time with God. You don't have to talk about the fact that you spend time with God. It shows. So anybody who over talks about the stuff that they do with that, I'd be like, yeah, okay. So here are some tidbits. Nothing long. But one is, women, we have to model self-love and body positivity. Children definitely mimic the behaviors that they see around them. I wear fitted clothes. I wear my clothes to fit. I cover up and I wear my clothes to fit. But in that, And as I'm watching my daughter, and as I'm watching young girls at the different schools and places I go, and I'm looking like, okay, you get dressed down Fridays, what you having on, right? And to hear the boys making comments, you know, about young ladies, and it's just so disrespectful. Now I got to pull everybody and have this speech, so to speak, and teaching and instilling life in them, and getting young men to understand how we treat women, and getting young girls to understand how we show up ourselves, because you get treated like how people see you. And so what you tolerate, somebody insults you and you giggle and laugh at it. So that means that they think that they can continue insulting you, and you giggle and laugh at it the whole time you hurting inside, right? We have to begin to really live out and promote the very thing that we expect. You not finna talk to me crazy, period. Right? Because I'm not talking to you crazy. I don't talk to my children crazy. Like, you're not going to talk to me crazy, right? But what you open up and tolerate is what they do. And so I had to have that conversation with the young ladies. You giggling and laughing, and he literally just called you out your name. And young man, we getting ready to go ahead and call home, and you can tell your mama what you just said. Because my thoughts are, if that's what you're thinking about this young girl, then that's got to be what you think about your mama. Because who was teaching that type of language and disrespect to another young lady? And you supposed to be a young, like, come on now. Real representation. I am so excited and honored that I was able to do the Meesh Dollhouse empowerment billboard. And it wasn't about being seen. It was about young girls who were going to, and young women who were going to see it and say, wow, she looks like me. Wow, I love what those women are saying and representing and what their platforms stand for. Wow, I love how those women are showing up and they're able to identify themselves with one of the women. I did it because I wanted them to know, I wanted them to see dark skin, voluptuous, woman of God, educated, entrepreneur. You see what I'm saying? I wanted them to see themselves or aim for what was possible besides being somebody video vixen or somebody, you know, or somebody side piece somewhere. I wanted them to see that you can choose you. And you don't have to keep settling from crumbs nowhere. And I don't even know where that came from and where I'm getting ready to go with this. But what we tolerate, women, is what we are showing our daughters, our nieces, our friends, what to tolerate. You tolerate foolishness, but you telling your daughter, I know he just went upside my head, but make sure you don't get with nobody who doing that to you. What the heck? I know I'm out here half naked right now, you know, going out, but you don't do this. But that's what they see. You walking around in the bikini in broad daylight and ain't at nobody water. But then you want to go tell that young girl, but girl, you don't, that's me. You don't be me. You do you. Come on. And that's the women. That ain't even talking about me. That's what we do as women. As women, we tear each other down. We get upset about stuff and we begin to tear each other down. And the first things we want to start attacking are the physical. And then we go in for other stuff. And that's what children are seeing. And then they go and mimic it. That's the same foolishness that they heard you say about their child's teacher. Guess what? They come to the schoolhouse and say it when you make them upset about something. They ain't doing nothing but repeating what they already heard at home. We have to focus on health and not appearance. Now, I have lost weight. I'm very happy about it because I was never a big girl, right? That's just me. Health. Because I know as a single mom, I need to be together for my kids. But there is a difference between focusing on health. And let me be clear what I mean when I say focus on health. I'm talking about the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the physical. But we focus so much on physical. Lose the weight so you can be fine, girl. Lose the weight so you can get them, girl. Lose the weight. I want a husband for myself, for my daughter, who gonna love me and her when she gets married, whatever season we in. But if everything got to be focused on, yeah, you got to be fine, because guess what? Beauty fades. It's gonna happen. It did what? You sitting there with nothing else because you ain't promoting nothing else. You didn't teach about the other things that you need to have going for you and have for yourself, like self-love and self-respect. We miss those pieces. But girl, you look good, honey, but toe up. They used to call me the body, honey, and it was banging. And toe up. Emotionally a hot mess walking around here. And so when we are talking about the promotion and the focus on health, it's not just the appearance. Yeah, you want to be able to look nice in your clothes. I'm glad that I can go shopping again in my own closet. I'm glad now that I have moved out of some numbers and went back to where I, getting back to where I was. I'm happy, but you know what else I'm happy about? My mental health, my emotional health, my spiritual growth. That is what I'm most excited about. That is what I promote to my daughters. That is what I promote to the young girls that I have the opportunity to work with and that are in my care 5 days out the week. It's promoting that type of love. Because beauty fades. And if all you ever did was just promote the, yeah, girl, get it tight, honey, get it right, the butt shots, the surgeries, and all this other mess, if that's all you ever promoted to them but didn't want to preach a different story, what you expect? There are people dying behind these surgeries. Why? So you can get some likes from social media. We have to encourage positive talk. Some of the ways to do that are affirmations. One of the biggest ways to do that is to get in your word and hear what it is that God has to say about you and what he feels about you as the creator of you. Oh, but we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to go there. But I'm going to go there for you. If that's what you really want to promote and help, that's where you start. From the one who created you. You teach young girls, young women, older women, whoever it is that's having this pretty much identity crisis. You're teaching them about who to go to find out what he has to say about you. What his original intent was for you. That's where you start. And then you have other women, seasoned women, who can talk to you and pour into you about self-love from a different way. Yes, I want you to be healthy. If all you're doing is eating fast food every day and you blowing up like a balloon, that's not healthy. We already know they're trying to kill us in America. We know that. None of these foods you're going to find being promoted over there in other countries like that. So we already know what it is. We know the different additives and all this other mess. So yes, baby, you gonna have to stop that now. Donuts every day. You gonna have to stop that, sweetie. We gotta get to the root because there's a reason behind this. So yes, you want to talk about health, but not to the point where you need to go on and get that surgery, girl, because so you could tighten up that waist and have that big butt. Let me say something about a big butt. And small waist and stuff. And then you got to pay all the extra money to go get your clothes tailored because they're not making them to fit one or the other. Now you're spending extra money trying to get stuff tailored. You better be happy about the body that God has given you. If you are a smaller woman, rejoice. Rejoice in being able to really go up anywhere in any store and pick out whatever it is you want and go on about your business. If you're a medium-sized woman, rejoice. If you are a bigger woman, rejoice. Love you. And when I say love you, love, when I say I know that a lot of this weight loss for me was healing from the inside out. Things being shed off of me. And so as things were being shedded, weight was starting to come off. It's healing from the inside out. You glow different. Small, medium, large, extra large. You glow different when you loving you from the inside. But you ain't got to have your tail and your bread and all your stuff just out. Oh, I love me, honey. I love me. Okay, then. Guess what? Been there, done that. Okay, then. If that's what you want to tell yourself. We have young girls looking up to us women. And we have young girls who want to harm themselves. Based on what we have shown them, not what we've said. I want that to sit with you. Affirmations, they are good. Podcasts, different books, women groups that you joined, you know, different things. But I'm telling you, the best place to start with the positive self-talk is in the Word. Okay? And I want us to begin to challenge some of these social media narratives that we put out there. Like, please understand something. These people who have money, and I'm talking about the rich and famous people who big on Monday and by Friday, they small. Honey, they have money to pay to go get all that stuff done. Then you got the regular folks who waiting on tax time to spend that money to go and get some stuff done. And then not upkeeping it. That's the story for another day. Before people, oh my God, no, she did good. They're trying to talk. I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what anybody do to themselves. That's your business. That's between you and God. Ain't got nothing to do with that. What I am telling you is the impact that it's having on young girls who have outright named that they want to harm themselves, that they no longer want to be here because they don't look like the pictures and the different things that we're putting out there saying that this is really how you should look. If you ain't got a big butt, then you shouldn't, don't nobody want you. If you ain't got a big breast, don't nobody want you. If your waist ain't small and 26, 24, 23, don't nobody want you. Now we got doggone eyelashes causing all sorts of eye infections because somebody told you your natural lashes weren't enough for you. Then you got some who double, triple, quadruple them up there and they be way up here. Eyes all red, but we are there making it, oh girl, you good, yeah girl, clock it, yeah. And doggone eyes about to doggone fall out from infections, from stupid lashes, yet for what? Now you got middle school girls, 10-year-olds with fake nails on, the different diapers, whatever, and then lashes. Come on now. We have to set a standard. And we have to pour into our young girls in a way that when you grown, you can do what you want to do. Because when my mama, you grown, you can do what you want to. When I was dressed, half dressed, half naked, I ain't love myself anyway. But when I was out there half dressed, whatever, you do what you want to, not in my house. But what we want is enough to be instilled in you that you make a different choice. That you don't feel the need to go out here and try to look like no video vixens and all this other mess that these men say they want and they still cheating on them too. You doing everything, cooking, cleaning, all this other stuff that got your body done up and he's still cheating. Hello, somebody. Women, we got to be better for the generation coming. Men, you got to know that what you are also promoting and putting out there and saying is also what young girls are seeing and hearing. And then they grow up to try to fit whatever that model and mold is. When truth is, you're not healed anyway. When truth is, you still got to get rid of and deal with some of them demons and devils that's up in you. When the truth is, you still are here battling a bunch of sexual mess that you ain't dealt with. And so now you're putting that on young girls and women to try to live up to this image that you're creating for them. And then young girls, you willing to kill yourself behind the image that he created when the truth is he in about four other inboxes anyway. All right. So that's all I have for you guys tonight. This went a little bit different than what I had planned, But I do know one thing that I stand on is I care about children. I will not get emotional. I care about children. And the older I get and the longer I stay around them, I see the impacts of our unhealed selves from generation to generation to generation and the mess that we have pushed down on our young ones. And then we want to preach a certain thing, but we're not physically and actually living it out what we're preaching. You have children who want to kill themselves because they don't look like the foolishness that we keep putting out there and promoting. From generation to generation to generation, we are failing children. And then you wonder why our world looks the way that it looks. We don't even take care of our own. We don't even pour into our young people anymore. It's a whole lot of what you can't do. You ain't gonna do this. You ain't gonna be this. They already get that from the world. They don't need that from you too, mama, daddy, grandma, auntie. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. And I'm tired as a school leader. I am tired as an educator. I know other educators are tired. People are leaving the fields in droves because we have to be and do so much because home isn't doing their part. But I'm going to tell you this, and I want everybody to hear me. We all are here on assignment, and you will, every single one of us, will be held accountable for what we do or don't do. The people we were supposed to touch and didn't touch. The people we were supposed to pour in and we didn't pour in. We don't have to answer for that. So while you sitting there bashing these young girls, while you teaching and promoting foolishness over self-love and respect, while you so woke about everything else but our children, I'm so sick of the political crap I keep seeing and the religious crap I keep seeing. Talk about the children. Our children are dying in high numbers, but we worried about and then want to quote scriptures only to match whatever theory we have. And ain't none of y'all a judge or a jury. That's all I have for you tonight. I will not be back with a note from the principal's desk until October. October, we will start season 4. For those of you who want to catch up, for those of you who are new to my channel, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, A Note from the Principal's Desk, Spotify, same title, Amazon Music, same title, and iHeartRadio, same title. You can also try to look at some of my videos here on Facebook. Facebook deletes them after 30 days, which is why I implore you to check out my actual podcast where you can hear. You can also find my podcast listed on www.arisenowllc.com. This has been Dr. Shepherd coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. I hope you guys have a blessed, safe, and wonderful weekend. I'll see you in October. Peace.